you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody.
With insert host's name here.
On 670 The Score.
Mark Grody was once one of those host names being inserted, but we didn't play his open for him because it was Chris Emma that day or something like that. I don't know. Look, I'm confused. Here's what I know. It's Bears Week, and it's Spiegs, and it's Ruthie Polinsky, and it's Mark Grody, who has had an interesting day. I am sure the Bears practiced. Then they spoke. Caleb Williams spoke. Matt Eberflus spoke, and more. What's up, Groats? Mark? Hello, Mark. We are establishing with Mark Grody, and we will.
Grody.
In a matter of moments. We'll get him on with us.
I'm here.
There anybody? He is.
I've been here. Hey. I am here.
Hello, my friend.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Betty
and Ruthie. What's up, Polinsky? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy to talk to you, my friend.
Oh, man. You're missing it out here today, Ruthie, because this is the energy out here.
Yeah.
You can feel it because this is the first Wednesday of the first week of the first game of the season. And as we all know, Wednesday, there's always just crazy energy no matter what because the quarterback speaks and we had our first open locker room today. The Bears did practice as well. So, man, and you guys both know this has been a long preseason. It felt like it has gone on forever, and finally we are going to get to see some action that we can actually look at and break down for real on this Sunday against the mighty Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Want to hear more about how it felt up there and what the vibes were, because I think yesterday felt like the ceremonial end of training camp and the entire offseason with episode 5 of Hard Knocks, and here we are actually having to think about the Titans a little bit. So was there chatter about the game, or was it still kind of wrapping up the offseason and all the prep?
And so it was a healthy combination of both of those things, but this was the first day that we really got into, you know, talking about Tennessee and, you know, just going through some of the stuff that they have done. I mean, think about the Bears back when Ryan Poles first took over this team and all the players that they added. The Titans have added 35 players to their roster between last year and the start of this year. 9 of the 22 starters are left from this Tennessee team last year. They've made many of the Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd, the running back Tony Pollard. I know they added a center, Quandre Diggs, the safety on the other side. So that, yes, we are starting to talk about the Tennessee Titans and the game plan. And let's start with Caleb Williams, because one of the things that is not we all want to see Caleb Williams fling the football downfield, and that's what I definitely want to see out of this kid before it's all said and done. But guess what? He's okay if he doesn't throw the ball 300 yards in this first game.
Are you comfortable if the coaches decide that the best game plan for this first game
is to run the ball? Just to run the ball and win the game. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, just if it ain't 350 in the fourth.
Exactly. Yeah. If we, you know, we come out and decide that the offensive line is dominating, wide receivers are dominating blocks, we're extending runs and things like that. Coach always talks about backside wins championships, front side wins games and things like that. So if we got guys out there, you know, giving that type of energy and, you know, we're handing the ball up and we're getting a five a pop. I mean, it's hard to beat, you know, hard to beat that. And so, one, you control the game, control the clock, all these different things, keeping their offense off the field and a bunch of different things. So, you know, I think that, you know, if that's the case, that's the case. As long as we get a win, because last time I remembered, the wins are the most important thing. And so as long as we get that win at the end of the day, 100 yards, 400, you know, it all becomes the same. Go in the locker room, you celebrate, you cheer. Got your 24-hour period to enjoy the win, and then from there you move on and get ready for the next team.
Love his mentality there, Grody. I think he's just so locked in and understands what it takes to be an NFL quarterback, and that it's really just like not all about him, which I love. Mark, what did they say, if at all, about the new coaching staff in Tennessee? I know Brian Callahan, the head coach, also a first-time offensive play caller, which I think is really interesting. But I know there's also a lot of changes on the defensive side of the ball. New defensive coordinator in Denard Wilson. Do they know what this Tennessee defense is really going to look like?
Yeah, it's such a great question. I mean, yeah, you start with Brian Callahan, and you know, you can get an idea for what he's all about. And Denard Wilson, the brand new defensive coordinator for Tennessee, he has never been a defensive coordinator. So it game planning is a little bit tricky, because you can kind of get the base of what they do. They do run a 3-4 defense, so you understand what happens in that situation. But Denard Wilson, brand new at this, and Caleb Williams kind of shaking his head just a little bit himself.
Yeah, that's the interesting part, is that there's not film to study from, whether it's, you know, a couple years ago or anything like that. He was the secondaries coach not too long ago with the Ravens and things like that. So, you know, we're something that we say, we're not hunting ghosts. And so we're not hunting, you know, ghosts of, you know, things that, you know, they may run, may not run. You know, we're going off of, you know, kind of what we've seen, some of the base things that we do know. And other than that, I mean, they have players, they got guys on the other side. So they've got Landry and 98, and they got Snead, obviously, and they got Diggs from Seattle, and all these other guys, Murray, horns down. It's they got some guys over there that I think fit their scheme well. They just got the guy Ernest from the Rams and things like that. So I think that you know, he's done a great job so far building his team, and then you know, on noon of Sunday, we'll be able to see kind of what they're actually doing, and then, you know, we'll make our adjustments in the game and then go from there.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
Oh, my God. You got the Go Bears, the Bears in there.
Love it.
Grody, yeah. That's a rookie quarterback about to make his first start, who's running down the entire roster, essentially, of the defense, including new guys they just traded for. This is a level of knowledge and prep and overall readiness for this job that we have absolutely no experience with.
And he was almost saying it parenthetically. It was almost just sort of winding down his answer, and he just spitting out names, and like he's going all Sean McVay. I was talking to another reporter today as we were going from the podium to the locker room today, and this other reporter was shaking his head and saying, can you believe those answers from that quarterback today on that podium? Like, I mean, obviously I'm not going to play the whole thing, but if you have a chance to, you should listen to all of what Caleb Williams had to say today, because it's just, you know, again, we got to see what he's like after, you know, a 13-point loss in the NFL still.
Sure, but all that stuff, Groats, like about him and about his growth and everything, like it's one thing to ask him to just look inside. It's another to ask him about just the NFL and a game. That sounded like Mike Tomlin breaking down the opposition.
100%. And I used to cover Tom Brady, and he used to go through the roster like that in his 19th season. You know, like he was doing stuff like that, and where he was been in the league, he's known these guys. He's seen all these different coverages and different players and different systems. But Caleb Williams is your first year in the NFL, and you are He's like a 40-year-old man and a 22-year-old body.
I got to tell you, Grotes, yeah, I saw the cut on the sheet. Like, wow, Grody wants to play this thing about the defensive coordinator. Okay, all right, okay, I'm sure it's interesting, but all right. But then I hear that and I get it. So, like, all the answers were like that.
Spiegel, you got to trust me, man. You just got to trust me out here, okay? I know what's up. I've been doing this a little while. Ruthie, you've seen me out here.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I'm doing, right?
No one works harder. No one works harder.
Don't say that because there's 30 other reporters listening right now. Go, wait a minute. I work pretty hard, too.
Look, I got to be honest. Jason Leisure works hard.
Yeah, I agree.
No, he doesn't.
Mark Grody works smarter. Grody works smarter.
That's right. Grody works smarter. I'll accept that. You guys want to hear from the Flus?
Yes. Oh. the shark is lurking.
I actually thought Matt, maybe Matt, when you looked at what I sent in, you might have looked at this cut too and said, I don't know if Grody knows what he's talking about.
I trusted you on this one.
But I thought that this was low-key great stuff from Matt Eberflus when asked about all of the talent on this roster for Caleb Williams.
How does that create margin for Caleb?
Well, it creates, and you know, my college coach was Coach Pinkel. You know, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame, and I was texting with him this morning. And one of the lessons I learned from him was that, first of all, one of the lessons I learned is play the young guys. If they're good enough, play them. They get experience, and man, it'll be beneficial for you down the road. The second thing he always said is that put the skill in position to make plays, because they'll do more than you think they can, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. Put them in position to make plays in space, and let their God-given abilities make it a better play than what we even designed. So that's what I learned from him, and it's a good lesson.
So Grody, what do you love about it? The knowledge that he's trying to share with Caleb, to just trust the talent to actually do more with it than you think the play actually has?
Yeah, just kind of where he is philosophically with young players on the roster, and I know that there are plenty of veterans on this team, but that was just a good little note, I thought, from Flus, just to know now and to know going forward, just a little intel with the way Matt Eberflus does business. But also, I think that he's also reiterating what he had said last week, and Ryan Pohl said something similar, and specifically that is that Caleb Williams does not have to fire the ball down the field 50 yards on every play. Get the ball to your playmakers, let them make plays, and then eventually, as you know, Pohl said and has said, you make the big splash play. So that's why I like that from Flus.
Going back to the Gary Pinkel bit too, Grody, I love how Eberflus tends to lean on his mentors, and we've seen it obviously in Hard Knocks with Nick Saban, now Gary Pinkel we're hearing about, but to me that's a sign of a coach that just wants to be really good and wants to get better and wants to learn, and to me it's just a sign of someone that doesn't really have an ego up there.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Ruthie, because some guys will talk about who their mentors are and maybe they don't necessarily actually contact them. It sounds like Eberflus not only contacts people like Gary Pinkel, but he leans on him. Nick Saban, like you said, leans on him, does things the way Nick Saban does them, something as little as in practice, Matt Eberflus stationing himself behind the quarterback when he's looking at the offense and things like that. So he actually does take advice. He knows he doesn't know everything yet, and that's good for what I would consider to be still a developing head coach in Matt Eberflus.
Good stuff, Grotes. And then who else came to the podium? Caleb and Flus and Keenan Allen did, right?
Yeah, Keenan Allen was up there today. And by the way, he was limited in practice today. He has a heel situation, but I did see him the other day running through the cones. I got a weird vibe from him, though, just during the presser that we had with the opening thing that I asked him. I said, you know, how you feeling, man? How's the foot and all that kind of stuff? And he just kind of looked at me and shrugged and said, it's day-to-day, man, day-to-day. So we'll see. He shows up as limited on the practice report today. Again, he seems to be moving well. I didn't think he sounded great today,
It's interesting because, like, Eberflus had minimized and saying, oh, yeah, it was a cleat issue. Oh, yeah, had a cleat issue. And I'm like, well, then take off the cleat, put a different cleat. No, it's a heel issue. So it's...
Don't be afraid to go up a size in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might think you've been a 10 and a half your whole life, and maybe you're really an 11. You know,
Ruthie, was he wearing flats? You know, I mean, maybe that's the issue.
Right.
I don't know.
Change up the heel. Yeah.
But here's what I love, though, from Keenan Allen today. Look, Keenan Allen has been, you know, a 1,000-yard-plus receiver most of his life. He's been the guy on a lot of the teams that he has played on in his life. He doesn't have to be the star this year, which means he may not be getting the same volume he's used to. And here's what Keenan Allen had to say about that.
I kind of love it. Yeah, I mean, just holding the expectation of, you know, kind of carrying the offense, so to speak. You know, I've always had guys around me who could make plays as well, too. But, you know, injuries happen, things happen. And then you're all of a sudden the guy that's getting, you know, the majority of the touches. But, you know, like you said, it's going to be balanced. And, you know, I think it's going to be good.
Even in a contract year, you're cool with that, that things are going to be spread out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to make $35
million. Wow, that's honest. Mm-hmm. He knows at his age that's not going to happen, huh?
Wow. Hey,
32 years old. It's not, yeah, he gets it. He gets it.
He's a realist.
Yeah, he's a realist. Yes. And you know what's interesting? Like the young tight end, Kmet, who's going to have some touches taken away by Gerald Everett, he's already been paid. Mm-hmm. The wide receiver in his prime, DJ Moore, is going to have some touches taken away by the kid and by Keenan Allen. He's already been paid. Right? Like the cover corner who thinks he's the real deal, he's already been paid and seems to have come back angrier. Like, this is maybe one of the very few guys who you think might have an opportunity to be grumpy. And if he's a realist about it, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, Ruthie, I think, you know, I don't leave out the possibility. Now, I doubt this because it's just not the nature, and it shouldn't be the nature of players. Could it possibly, you know, if he enjoys his time this year, could he come back to the Bears on a contract that is not maybe what he was expecting? I think that's probably asking too much, Ruthie, but I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we're going to learn a lot about Keenan Allen, but I just learned a lot about him in just that little soundbite about kind of similar to what we were saying about Flus, no ego amigo. You know, he knows what he's capable of. He knows what he wants to be, but he wants to win. And I think he wants to prove himself this year, but he knows what his ceiling is at this stage of his career.
Yeah, it's good to hear him talking like that because, you know, as Spiegs kind of indicated, he would be the one this year who could be the player who is frustrated, or I'm not saying a problem. I think he's been around the league long enough to know he shouldn't come and stir things up during the season, especially being in a new locker room. But yeah, I mean, he is the guy that, quite frankly, if we're just being realistic, he's the guy that needs the touches, needs the yards, needs the catches if he wants another, you know, 2 or 3 year contract somewhere else.
Mark Grody is absolutely killing it, despite my concerns up there.
Gotta trust me, kid. Yeah, I'm saying, man.
Okay, so, now I've learned my lesson. Yeah, never again.
I know.
Never again. It's Spiegs and Ruthie Polinsky here on 670 The Score. All right, so that's the folks who are at the podium. Then you got a chance to walk around the locker room and talk to some people.
I did. I have to ask you a question. I apologize for doing this. I just realized that on my little sheet here, did I send in a Roma Dunze cut to you guys, Tanny? Did I actually? I don't think I did.
Tanny, this is the equivalent of me talking to the sound man on a microphone live
at
a gig.
Yeah, no, but at least I can honestly say I don't believe that I sent it in as part of my...
Sorry, audience. Sucked anyway.
I will make sure that I send that in after this update, but Roma Dunze basically saying he's going to be feeling it when the planes fly, when the flyover.
Oh, wait, we got
occurs.
It. Hold on.
Do you really?
No.
Don't play with me like that. All right, let's pivot.
Hold on. Can you do a Roma Dunze impression?
We got it. Hang on, we got it. Sorry about that.
Okay, hey, it's me, Roma Dunze. So I'm going to be real excited when I see the flyover this weekend.
Jackasses,
that's when it's going to feel real. That was Roma Dunze right there.
Oh, my God. God, I hate you. Oh, my God.
I can do Pat Mahomes. I can't do Roman.
No. It's too early.
Okay, let's pivot to Velus Jones.
Yes.
Velus Jones, who, you know, definitely a star of Hard Knocks. And I asked Velus Jones.
Well, hold on, Grody. You didn't send this one in either, unfortunately.
Oh, I didn't send in Velus Jones.
No, you did.
You did. I was like,
hey, it's me,
it.
Velus. So I'm excited to be running back.
I love my ferret. R.I.P.
That is a good ferret.
We're the
I will
worst.
Tell you.
We're That's the worst. The... I know. Sorry, go ahead and set up your Velus guy.
I did ask Mr. Jones. I asked him, is this like new life for you, Velus?
Honestly, I mean, yeah. Definitely feel more involved, you know, than previous years. Not to say that I wasn't, but I don't know, it feels different, especially with this staff with Shane, the energy. And so, yeah, I'm excited. I'm just going to continue each and every day to get better.
Is there any part of you that is going to miss being a wide receiver, even though you probably will have opportunities to catch the football this year?
Most definitely. You know, you've been working, you know, towards something for so long, since like, what, eighth grade? And change, but you know, change is good. I feel like, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I'm happy as long as, you know, I'm getting the ball in my hand and being able to make plays for this team.
Mr. Ferret, listen, I was rooting for this. You can't see me, Grody, but I'm doing the arms with the ferret, how he was clapping the ferret.
You're doing the...
I've seen you do that before.
Yeah, yeah. It's the international symbol for ferret.
It's
Everybody
the international symbol. Yeah.
Time to channel the inner ferret.
There you go, Ruthie.
Love that. I'm rooting for him. We were talking about him earlier on the show, and I just think there's clearly something there, and we saw it last night in Hard Knocks. There's clearly something there that multiple people on this coaching staff, as well as the front office, are not ready to give up on yet. So perhaps this could really light a fire under him. And I'm excited. I hope, you know, he's able to make some plays and be the game changer that Matt Eberflus, you know, called him last night.
I have decided to just have a good attitude about it, Ruthie.
Yeah.
As long as DeAndre Swift, Khalil Herbert, and Roschon Johnson and Travis Homer are ahead of him, I am just going to have a good attitude about Velus Jones doing things
That's
out
fair.
Of the backfield.
Yeah, yes. No, I think it's probably I think it's definitely time to pivot to that. And it was really interesting, Grody. You had told us that the coaches had Velus Jones's back earlier
yes.
in training camp. You gave us that intel.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember whether you said it off the air or on the air, frankly.
I said it on the air, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because
that's what I've been hearing, that the offensive staff was going to bat for him, and you guys saw it last night.
Saw it last night. Chad Morton and obviously Shane Waldron, and then Richard Hightower as well. And then that led Ryan Poles to go, he's alive, and really enjoy the moment. I want to back up real quick on Keenan Allen as a texter points out.
Yeah.
He missed four games last year with a bad heel. Still set the Chargers season reception record
yes.
at 108, but only in 13 games. So if it's the same heel, that could be distressing to him.
Yeah, I suppose so, but I guess if he does give the Bears the 1,200-plus yards that you were just talking about last year, then it's all good. I guess I can't wait to see what the injury report looks like tomorrow
yep.
and Friday on Keenan Allen. And, again, he did look, again, just for people to know, I think most people listening to Score know this by now, we only get a really tiny glimpse of practice right now. So, literally, we're only seeing warm-ups, but he seemed to be moving at full speed through the cone drills and looked comfortable. But that doesn't necessarily tell the whole tale.
The good thing about this roster is that you have 1,000 wide receivers. You know,
yeah, like, hello,
here's
Tyler
the thing.
Scott.
If, you know? If Keenan Allen misses the first three games, misses the first two games.
Got DJ Moore and Roma Dunze.
I mean, how does that, are we really, there's no panic. And that doesn't change the outcome of, I think, what this game should be on Sunday.
It's a beautiful part to it, yes, that there's not panic when a top receiver goes down. Like DJ Moore goes down last year, it's over for the Bears. But now you have received, DeAndre Swift, I can't wait to see what I'm guessing he gets, you know, 4 to 5 catches or at least targets in this first game against Tennessee. Tyler Scott, who did have, I mean, we saw him have a really good camp this year. Will that actually translate to the games this year? So there's a lot of guys other than those big three that are going to have opportunities this year.
Eight captains, Mark Grody. Eight captains, but a couple people who were not captains, I know, are among the ones you spoke to.
Yes, Jaquan Brisker, not a captain, but says he's still a leader.
Yeah, for sure. That doesn't really change anything. To be honest, I'm going to come in and be the same person every day. You know, I know I'm a leader and things like that. You know, I command my teammates and, you know, show a lot of energy, a lot of passion. So they feel out there and things like that. So that's no problem.
Jalen kind of talked about that the other day. He's kind of done with the hype and the optimism and all the talk. He's just ready to play.
For sure. I agree with him. All that hype and things like that. You know, like last year, it was the same way. You know, that team, you know, on paper, should have went 12-5. And I feel like we should have went 12-5. But we got to play on the field and things like that, so we can't really get caught into that. So
good. I'm glad that Brisker is not bothered by that.
Yeah, and he thought the Bears were going to be 12-5 last year. I think really listening to that again, that's the headline. The Bears were 7-10 last year. He thought they were on a 12-5 trajectory. I love the optimism.
It doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't.
There was a birthday in the building today, or a few, actually, I think.
Yes, yes. And one of those, all right, check this out.
Okay.
I go in the locker room. I go up to Montez Sweat today, and I asked him if he'd be talking to the people today. I said, hey, you'd be talking to the people today, you know, around your locker? And he told me tomorrow, and at which time, Chris Emma was trailing me, and Emma interrupted and said, come on, man, don't you know today is Montez's birthday? And Montez Sweat looks at me and goes, yeah, man, don't you know today's my birthday? And then lets out a barrel of laughter. Unfortunately, I didn't have the recorder going.
But
it was a great It's Montez moment, and happy 28th birthday to Montez.
It's Montez.
That's Montez.
This week on That's Montez. Montez only wanted to go to Applebee's for his birthday, so that's where we went. We had $1 margaritas. We had $2 quesadillas.
Wait a minute.
We had $3 strawberry shortcake.
Danny, have you noticed that the narrator who describes the episode is now part of the show?
Sounds like Roma Dunze.
Happy birthday, Montez.
It does.
This week on That's Montez, Granny got caught smoking a cigarette in Applebee's again.
Hey, Ruthie, who's the other birthday? I forgot who the other birthday was.
I can't say his last name. I can't pronounce it. He had an interception in the preseason.
Oh, amen. I'm Ogbogbamiga.
Ogbogbamiga.
But yes,
you've had quite
amen.
A run of birthdays lately. It seems like every day somebody's celebrating.
Yes. Amen. Og, Bog, Bamiga. I don't know how old he is, but I'm going to guess 22 because all young players are either turning 22 or 23
right.
in
well,
sports.
Well, there's a new show coming on the Bears Network called
Mr. Santos.
Actually, I was going to go with That's Ogbon, but Mr. Santos is a better show. You love Caleb giving Cairo Santos the yeah. Mister prefix
yeah.
there?
Yes.
Mr. Santos.
Why not, man? Why not?
Og, Bog, Bamiga. Is 26.
Yeah. Oh, he's 20,
today.
26.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, new rule. Anytime you're anywhere near Montez Sweat, you have to be rolling tape. Just to,
yeah, no, like, you're right. Yeah. You're right. It would have been very easy today, and he was particularly enjoyable. But he will be at the podium tomorrow. So guests, get ready for tomorrow, guys. This Bears
yeah.
hit at 5 o'clock or whenever I'm doing it. It's going to be Montez Sweat filled.
Can I come back for the Montez segment?
What's that, Ruthie?
Can I come back for the Montez segment?
Oh, absolutely.
Am I invited?
Absolutely. You know what?
If you're at Wrigley. Oh, no. It's Stoolie Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, are you out here tomorrow? Polinsky or what?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not.
I was going to say we could do a dual Bears report. One of these days we will do. Next time you're out here,
oh, wow.
If Shane allows, you know, because he's pretty strict, we'll do a dual Bears report.
Yeah, I think I'm in Shane's good graces.
Yeah, we're good.
If Shane hears about it, what are you talking about?
yeah, that's a great point, actually.
What? Like a tag team Bears report? Like, oh, Grody's running out of steam here. He's going for the tag. Here comes Ruthie. Oh, my God, that's Ruthie's music.
Grody Polinsky, my goodness.
Grody with his headphones that have the cord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, does
he? Oh, he does. He uses the cord headphones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no AirPods.
It's old school. Well, oh, you know why?
Better audio.
Wait,
I punish myself.
It's his. It's his homage to Les Grobstein. He really needs to use the old school.
A lot
equipment.
Of people think I had a KMA on the earbuds. I don't care about earbuds. I don't care what anybody says. No, it's because actually I am attached right now because I lost my earbuds and I'm punishing myself. I think I am actually in the window. I've put myself back in the window where I'm allowing myself to go back to the Apple store and see if I could be responsible with earbuds. But I have punished myself. I lost them. Wasn't happy with myself.
Yeah, I'm a noted earbuds loser as well.
I am too, you know, and that's why I still have the OGs. I won't let myself upgrade to the new version. I just keeping the
is
old
Is it punishment?
Ones.
Is it punishment?
A little bit. I just don't deserve it. Yeah.
I know. I gotcha. I gotcha.
Ruthie, what does Halisall say about Mark Grody stealing Stacey Dale's closet for his hits with the score? Because he camps out in her closet in the afternoon.
Hold on. Hey. I have not heard this.
No?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, other people have used the office too, so there's a lot of people you're going to have to ask. I am not the only one that gets to use the NFL Network studio. There are other people out here as well. We all try to share.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Are there hangers in there and like blazers and such? It's
yeah, well, I don't know. I think the Pat Finley and Jason Leisure were in here right before I was. So there's a sun timesness about this room.
God, right that closet now. Just dripping with condescension.
Oh, hey, Leisure v. Dales today.
I'll be there, I said, but I got to go on when Ruthie's on.
Bonnie wanted to be here while Ruthie was here. We're going to get to that member of the crew who's going to get a Bears jersey possibly in a moment. But there is some Cubs news. Justin Steele to the injured list. This after Jorge Lopez went to the injured list earlier today. They brought back two incredibly tall right-handed relievers. Jack Neely is back. He of the tremendous porn star mustache and the 6'8" frame. And a guy named Trey Wingenter, a 6'7", 30-year-old.
I think we had him on Weekly a couple of years ago, didn't we?
That was Trey Wingo.
Oh, damn.
Very close.
It's a great Terry Bohr's name, though. Trey Wingenter.
It's a great Swedish chef name. Defer. Trey Wingenter. So they caught up a 6'7" guy and a 6'8" guy, and Justin Steele is gone, and things are sad. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Al Michaels, for that thought. And then the Bears came to remind us that sports still exist.
Oh man.
Ruthie.
If you thought
you
last
me on
night,
that one.
If you thought it couldn't get any worse.
There it is. Shane Reardon is going to get a Bears jersey.
How about that, huh? God, I'm really stepping
Shane,
out
you,
on a ledge.
Are you a jersey guy? Like,
no,
do you wear
I'm
a
jersey?
Okay.
No. But I've never bought a Bears jersey before.
Okay.
Not once. I won one in a raffle at a Buffalo Wild Wings about 10 years ago. It was that of Jeremy Langford. And that's not the 33 that I want to walk around with.
Now that Ian Wheeler's gone, you can't wear that 33 with pride.
So I'm open to suggestions, and especially if a Mob listener pays for it, then I'll wear whatever jersey they want me to wear.
Mob.
So you're open to suggestions and donations at this point.
Someone just buy me a Bears jersey. Yeah. I'm like a girl on Instagram.
Your Amazon wish list.
Yeah. Oh. Not all girls on Instagram, Ruthie.
Yeah, Ruthie, would
Thank
you like
you.
To
not
take
all of
that
them.
One?
Some not all of
us
them.
Have Instagrams, and we're not asking
yes.
for Bears
no,
jerseys.
No, you're not okay. doing that. This is not about you.
But if someone wanted to buy me a jersey.
Oh, so there it is.
I'm just kidding.
I was thinking Cole Kmet, maybe.
Okay, love that.
Maybe a Jalen. I also don't want the number one, and people think I'm wearing a Fields jersey.
Hey, amen.
That's where
but
I'm
that's
avoiding.
But that's going to go away quickly.
Okay,
I feel like in 5 years, people hopefully are associating okay. that number with Jalen.
I like the 49. I like a Tremaine Edmonds, maybe. I like the look of the 49. I like the 99 on Dexter. I would like that one, maybe.
Who is the coolest, most understated, seemingly awesome, mature dude who's not getting talked about enough because he wasn't the number one overall pick, but he's brand new
he's
as
the
well.
Narrator Tyreek of the Montez Stevenson. Sweat.
He narrates the Montez Sweat promos, the That's Montez promo.
Roman
hey,
Dunze.
It's me, Roman Dunze. I'm here.
Dude, that's the one.
Yeah?
That's the one. I think it would be a tremendous emotional and psychological investment. Dude's going to have a great career. He's
All right.
an absolute badass. He seems to be a remarkably cool and mature human. And you'd be a little bit subversive. You'd be the one walking around not in a Caleb jersey, but you got a rookie that you love.
I mean, I'm definitely not getting a Caleb Williams jersey.
Right.
You heard about Danny Parkins, right? Not doing that, brother.
When Rome Odunze speaks, whether it be really in press conference situations, I just find myself sitting there and smiling. Like, I just love listening to him talk about life, about himself, about football. I think he's a remarkable person who has a great story, and he's going to be here, and he's going to be pretty good.
Yep, going to be pretty damn good right from the get-go, and it's only going to get better, and you'll be able to sell that jersey in a few years for a tremendous profit. Is that how they work?
Well, I thought the point was to keep it.
Yeah, I would keep it. It's not
oh,
a Pokemon
it.
Card. What about Scott Daly?
The long snapper?
Well, Scott, the backup long snapper.
You can have his jersey once they cut him. Once
Mr. Santa. I want a jersey
Patrick
that...
Scales is back.
Hold on. I want a jersey that says Mr. Santos.
Oh, that would be a good one. Mr. Santos would be a good jersey. We love Mr. Hardman on this show, so I would love a Mr.
Could
Santos
wear a
jersey.
Mr. Santos. Absolutely.
Mr. Santos.
Oh, Caleb with the respect,
That's
man.
Great.
Ruthie, how do you consume football Sundays when you're not working? I don't think we've talked about that. What's your go-to?
That's a great question.
Are you snacks on the couch? Do you like to go to the game?
For the last 9 years, I've been working.
Right.
This is my first year where I'm not working every Bears Sunday at this moment.
That could change.
That could change. Mm-hmm. But I am going to the game on Sunday with some family, and I'm going to be a fan. I'm going to have a beer.
Love that.
And I'm going to cheer.
Wow.
Which will be fun.
Good for you.
I think it's going to be a really cool experience just to be there and enjoy kind of the atmosphere of what is happening in Chicago right now.
We were just talking about that. I too am going to a game. I'm going to go October 6th to that Panthers game. And I haven't gone to a game as a fan in a long, long time because it's like the couch is so awesome.
I love the couch. I love watching a broadcast because I learn. You know, like there are things that you just don't see or notice when you're just watching a game in the stands. And then you're not seeing replays and those sorts of things. So it's I might be frustrated,
but
you know,
but you can rewatch. This is an atmosphere worth checking out.
I think so.
In a different way.
Yeah.
This is an atmosphere worth the absurd travails it takes to get to Soldier Field. No matter how you do. I live across the street and I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But this is a team and an atmosphere worth diving into.
I've got a good setup. You know, I know some peeps.
Of course you do.
You know, yeah. So I'll be good.
Ruthie Polinsky's been great. We'll tie this show up with, they can't do a bow. What's another thing that they do on the
We've done a lot of bow tying today.
Yeah. No, we won't do that. Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think those times have helped me. I also think that I have the ability to learn fast. I think that's my phone, not his. it's my alarm to eat.
Wait a minute. Caleb Williams, the phone goes off, and it's his alarm to eat. I know.
My alarm goes off to eat every hour.
Does it? Or is that just your internal 15 alarm?
15 minutes? No. I think that's so... I'm so bummed that there wasn't a follow-up question. Like, hold on a second. Do you eat on the dot at the same time every single day? Or like, also, why do you have to remind yourself to eat? Because like, that's my favorite activity.
Well...
Like, I plan my day around meals.
Well, see, that's
a problem.
It could be a problem. But it seemed to be doing fine with all of that. I think Caleb is a high-performance athlete trying to most efficiently maximize his potential. And I'm sure he's looked at the food science and the sports science of it, and he's willing to live by that. I can't even live by hunger cues.
Right.
I just eat when like the thought comes.
That's normal.
Or
behavior.
When it's available and in front of me.
Right. I think there's probably he's been doing work. We've heard about him maybe doing the TB12 diet and those sorts of things. I'm sure there's like optimal hours of eating based on when you're sleeping, based on I'm sure he's doing all that. Which
he's
is
probably doing all of that.
That's my quarterback, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Seriously. He's dialed in to absolutely every bit of performance maximization to get the most out of himself and be the best quarterback. It's like a plan that he hatched with his dad at what, age 9? Right? I think it might be 11. Might have been 11 when he like, as the story goes,
right.
he failed as a running back or something, and then was like, Dad, I want to be a quarterback and I want to be a great one. He's like, yeah, you do? All right, let's start tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then they started tomorrow, and here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
Have you been thinking about what dinner is tonight since this morning, Ruthie?
Oh, yeah. I already know what I'm having for dinner.
What is it?
I have turkey burgers that I was going to make.
All right. Sounds bad.
It sounds, it's trying to be healthy.
Okay.
Why, you got a better idea?
No, go. Just turkey okay. burgers sound bad. I'm just having a conversation.
What about you? What are you having for dinner?
I think chicken thighs tonight.
Okay, I love it.
Maybe some eggplant. Yeah, I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah.
When it comes to eggplant.
And turkey burgers, apparently. Yeah. Just looking for a little help there from you, Speaks. Yeah. But I didn't get it.
I was hanging you out to dry a little bit.
Help? Yeah, no, you Speaks? Went silent, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know where else we were going.
I was like, no, that sounds bad. I look at Speaks, just like.
Yeah, well, good luck. Yeah, you were doing a lot of yes, and I was not doing a big pile of and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's true. That right. happens.
It's been a good day.
Tanny, what are you doing for dinner?
Well, my wife just told me she's going to get her hair done, so I need to, quote, fend for myself.
Tonight. Love that. Love that text.
Which I'm cool with
what
that.
A great yeah. text.
So you're going to go and try and track down a wildebeest and see if you can kill it and drag it back to the cave?
If I could do it humanely, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
go hunt something.
Kosher. Yeah, you kill go, it kosher.
Go hunt something on Floose's property on the farm.
Oh, dude. The bees.
Bees, yeah.
And just that property, my God, there's so much.
Good for you.
I think so. I mean, he said they bought it 2 years ago. So, I mean, that coach's money is real. He's been making coach's money.
For sure. Assistant he was a defensive coordinator. Money. He was an assistant coach. I mean, he's been a coach for a long time. And obviously, but you know, he was a defensive coordinator for a long time. That's good money. Defensive coordinator money is.
Mm-hmm. Especially in Indy.
Right. Yeah. But it's, yeah, that's a beautiful home.
Here's a question for you on text, Ruthie, from the 847. Turkey burgers, is she a vegetarian? Well, no, because that's a bird.
Someone help us.
Yeah.
As
that's
a society.
Ridiculous. Idiot.
This texter says, really enjoyed listening to Ruthie find the show as the afternoon went on.
I feel like I found the show.
Very,
you did.
Very different job than NBC Sports Chicago, and she's great at this, too.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you guys for bearing with me. People may not know this, but it was my first time co-hosting a radio show. I've been a guest on radio shows, but I've never actually sat in the chair for 5 hours. How long did we do this?
4 hours and
it was
change.
Too quick.
Yes.
Yeah, I had way too much fun, guys. You're going to have to pry me out of here.
Well, that's Mitch's job. That's what he does. He's got the jaws of life, and he comes after guest hosts enjoy themselves too much.
And you don't want to be there when Molly gets there in the morning.
Why, Cranky Molly?
He won't like it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But David, that's my dog.
Yeah, he's great. They're both great.
Yeah, they're going to be great.
I don't
they're
know if great. Anyone has ever called David Haw my dog.
It's my dog.
I think that's a first.
I mean, the dog portion is our guy, Vegas Haw.
Oh, we love that
Yeah,
guy.
Vegas Haw got that dog in him.
Vegas
Haw.
Oh,
boy. You know?
Vegas Haw is when he really lets it loose. I don't know if Molly's ever met Vegas Haw, actually, you know?
Molly would scoff at David at Vegas Haw.
But no, Ruthie, the people have enjoyed you.
Nice.
They haven't enjoyed this segment as much. They feel like we're sputtering to the finish.
This is just make Ruthie feel good about herself segment, which I'm a big fan of. So,
Tanny, would you like to say anything to make Ruthie feel good about herself?
Tanny, where are you at?
Talk about turkey burgers,
Tanny. I mean, actually... You know I'm a huge turkey burger.
Tanny, do you like need dinner burgers. Tonight? Do you want to have turkey burgers?
I would love a turkey burger.
Yeah. Ruthie's offering you to go to her house and have dinner. Maybe she didn't say her house.
Bad, yeah.
You can come over.
I added that in. That was my bad.
It's fun. I'm a vegetarian, though, so.
Yep.
Vegetarian turkey burgers.
Yep.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah, that seems weird.
All right, end it.
Well, you know.
We got that few extra minutes because the Cubs, are still playing baseball.
What about you, Speaks? What's dinner tonight?
Oh, thanks for asking, Shane. Yeah. I appreciate it. You know, we're going to be driving, so I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do. We're going to take Ruben out to a little bar mitzvah practice tonight.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Mazel.
He's learning how to be a man. Thank you very much. It's happening slowly over the course of the year. Learning and
It's a big year.
It's a big time. I don't know if he's going to make football picks. This year or not, we've got to decide on some stuff. We do have to figure that out. Tell you what, tomorrow on Score Afternoons, Barstool Eddie is going to be here. So stoolies and scoreheads mingling together at Rally House. That's where we're going to be, folks. live from the Rally House in Wrigleyville tomorrow from 2 to 6. Stop by to enter for the chance to win prizes. Shop the best team gear selection in Chicago. Join me along with Eddie from Barstool Rally House in Wrigleyville. Or you can shop 10 Chicago area Rally House locations online at rallyhouse.com. That's going to be really fun. Our guests on the show today included Coach Dave Wanstead for a delightful 4 o'clock hour, Mark Grody for a delightful 5 o'clock segment, and Adrian Colbert, who was really, really awesome. Cool and really fun to talk to, and a dude who's easy to root for. Hard Knocks hero Adrian Colbert was on the show. Use the rewind button within the Odyssey app to go back and listen to this. Ruthie Belinsky, what a blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really just way too much fun to call work. So thank you, guys.
Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. Shane Reardon executively produces us at a very, very high level. Cubs baseball is next. It's Shota Day. Enjoy it on 670 The Score.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.